another week, and I'm back. You're listening to me. Thank you. How have you been? I guess you've been doing great. Firstly, I would want to just put this out there. We'll be taking a break on our weekly posting of episodes, okay? Because I'm having lots of things coming up and all that, so this would there'll be a change in plans. So it would now be every 2 weeks. I'm sorry. So yeah, back to today's business. I just needed to say that. So I've been in Lagos. No, I've been in Nigeria, Lagos precisely, and it's been a lot of things. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good being that I met amazing people. Like, you know, I have not been in Nigeria like for a very long while, so came back, met up with people, and then felt really good. And then food, like Nigeria has variety of food, like you don't want to know. I'm serious. So I am a foodie, so yeah, that's a plus for me. And there are lots of fun places in Lagos, like, oh god, lots of fun places. Like, you just need money, like, or else you run out of cash and then you become broke. But yeah, there are lots of fun places. And then I went to the market, and wow, lots of varieties. I'm like, do I want this or do I want that? Like, I really had to. It was difficult making a choice, because you are here, you are getting this thing, and then you go to the next shop and then you're seeing something even better. Well, yeah. And then based on the food, I had very nice amala. Like, that's actually beats my first amala experience. So yeah, nice amala. Then the bad, I almost fell off a bike. That was not even funny. Like, it's so been a while. Like, it's been a while I've been on a bike, and god, I just had to do it because I didn't have enough money to use an Uber, and using a motorcycle was like the easiest way to get to my destination, the fastest way to get to my destination. But trust me, it wasn't the best of experiences. But yeah, well, there was also a bad experience, because after going to the market, my account balance got fucked up. I ran out of cash for a while, and of course I had to call Zaddy. Thank gosh, or else. But yeah, then the ugly part, you know, jumping bus is not even funny. And then the ugly part of it's not even jumping bus that is the issue. The ugly part of it was that I got screamed at by a conductor over change. I mean, like, you've been hustling the whole day, okay, and then it was just unfortunate I didn't have change that day. I had ₦1,000 note, so I gave it to the guy, and then he was like, he spoke Yoruba that I didn't even understand. Oh my goodness, I felt so embarrassed. But then, like, that was the only money on me, and you definitely have to give me my change. But yeah, and then of course I know this part has been established like over and over again. The traffic is crazy, basically. There are also other things I noticed in Lagos. People have to scream to get things done. Like, someone is overtaking you. You know, this person is wrong, and the person is screaming at you. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know you are wrong. This is, and you know the right thing to do, and you have, like, you've offended this person. Instead of you to just apologize, they are screaming at them. Like, I don't get it. Yeah. Then the one that wowed me, like, I'm taking a bus from this bus stop to another bus stop, and someone is preaching. Like, you know, the mindset I had about this preaching in buses is like, when you are traveling, like, for a very long journey, like, probably 6, 7, 8, you know, number of hours. And then I just a bus ride or a bus drive of about 10 minutes. Someone is preaching in the bus. I mean, I don't have anything against it. It's just weird because I'm not even I don't even support preaching in the bus. Firstly, you're not the only Christian in the bus. Okay, people have different beliefs and people have whatever. I just feel like this is just a trip. I mean, if at all you wanted to pray, you should have done that in your house before stepping out and all. So why do you have to preach in a bus? But oh well, what do I know? Yeah. So you know, growing up in the north, I grew up in the north. I mean, I think I've said this before, but in case you didn't listen to that particular podcast, I grew up in Kano, Nigeria, and growing up in the north, I had a different perspective to things. It's different things, actually. So firstly, nightlife. In the north, most people will prefer to hang out during the day than at night, especially after the bomb blasting and all that. And then here in Lagos, I realized that it's even at night, things are popping and yeah, all that. And see? Then dressing, there are certain things you just can't wear in the north, and it's a norm here in Lagos. Okay, and then I feel in growing up, people were very judgmental. I mean, I think I was very judgmental at some point, but having to leave Kano made me very open-minded, because I was this is something I wasn't meant to wear. This is something I wasn't meant to do. This world, I just had that mindset. And then when I left Kano, I realized that, oh wow, this is really not it. Got open-minded, started doing stuff that I normally wouldn't do in Kano. Yeah, and life went on, basically. And yeah, in Kano, Nigeria, there's no much traffic, which, well, I came to meet in Lagos. As I said, it's already an established fact. But, you know, these things we only heard, some things I'd rather experienced, a better experience than heard. Yeah, so while in Lagos, I had a pre-induction training at College of Medicine, UNILAG. Yeah, so it was a lot of things, okay. I mean, the first few days of orientation and all, we had breakfast and lunch. We thought this was going to be for the whole training. Well, it was just the first 2 days, and yeah, you had to sort yourself out after lectures, find what to eat and all that. Well, lectures started, of course, boring as lectures. But yeah, we had to learn, we had to come to class. Attendance was compulsory as usual. I don't know whether they will ever use that thing, because of course, you know, we students, we always have our way around these things. Yeah, so then exams came. We had 7 courses, and then 5 courses were theory, you had to cram stuff. And you know, something you're not used to, because my alma mater, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, we're so used to MCQs, multiple choice questions, that cramming was kind of difficult. Something you haven't done in a while. Believe me, it was so difficult committing some stuff to memory, because it feels like you are just cramming, you are not learning, you are not reading to understand, you are just chewing and pouring, you are just cramming to go and pour to pass the exam. But we had to do the needful, because of course nobody wants to fail, and yeah, basically. So right now, waiting to be called up to be inducted, so I'll keep you guys posted. Yeah. And well, over a while now, I haven't done Q&A, but then 2 questions came in and I wanted to answer them. Do you have a mentor? Oh, well, yeah, I do have a mentor. I mean, while growing up, my dad was my mentor, home-based mentor, okay? Disciplinarian, strict, God-fearing, loving, that, like, my father is like all in one. And then when I started getting to, you know, accept what I wanted to become, like, in the future, like, based on my career, late Dr. Dara Kunile became my mentor. So, like, I have, like, two mentors, even though, God bless her soul, God rest her soul, yes, she's late. So, while she was alive, she was DJN of NAFDAC, yeah. So, on to the second question. What's your take on open relationships? First, let's define this in a bit, so that it will just make things easier. Okay, so an open relationship is one whereby both partners are openly allowed and able to have, like, other sexual and or romantic partners. And of course, like, both partners, like, it should be like a mutual agreement to, like, you know, have this non-monogamous lifestyle. Okay, so yeah, first things first, it should be an agreement, not like when the other person is having a non-monogamous relationship with someone and then the other person is thinking that, oh, this is my man, this is my woman. So, okay, it should be like a mutual thing. So before you, you know, start thinking of an open relationship, you have to weigh the pros and cons. So for the pros, you might be, you know, initially excited by the thrill and then the sense of adventure that it brings, of course, because you are trying to explore and all, because of course it allows you to pursue other options, especially if your partner is unable to meet or to fulfill all of your needs. Okay, then it can be like, you know, an awesome option. not really awesome but it could be a possible option for people who don't believe in monogamy or who simply don't just want to be monogamous. Okay, so yeah. Then for the cons, well, in the midst of all this, you might just start feeling physically or emotionally vulnerable. What do I mean? Because, like, in the midst of all this, there could be a lingering chance that one of the partners, probably he or she, might start developing feelings for someone else, and then it leaves you hurt and heartbroken, because, I mean, that wasn't the plan. The plan was just to have fun, and then I come back to my man, I come back to my woman, you know, and then table is turning. Okay, yeah, then of course you might get jealous, like that one day, even the normal one-on-one relationship says, like, people get jealous. Talk more of this. So I would say this, it's not uncommon for those in an open relationship to feel a bit threatened or intimidated by different people, like their partners may start pursuing. Okay, because maybe you might not, as I said earlier, trying to fulfill all of your needs, and then you feel like you don't even meet up, like, to this person's standards, okay, and all that. And while jealous feelings can certainly develop in a monogamous commitment, as I said earlier, it's even more likely to even be more prevalent in an open relationship. So if at all you're considering having an open relationship, it's just important to just, you know, keep it in mind, or like have it in mind, or just know the different aspects of this kind of connection, know what it brings, and I mean, you can't eat your cake and have it. Okay, so yeah, that's just my take on open relationships. So if this is what works for you, this is what you think works for your relationship, well, you can go ahead. But if you feel like you might, you know, start experiencing all these things which I've said, rather just stick to one man, one woman. Yeah, but if that's what you want to do, who am I to put us under? Okay, so yeah, this is the end of this week's episode, and I'm giving you the quote of the week. Appreciate where you are in your journey, even if it's not where you want to be. Okay, every season, repeat after me, every season serves a purpose. Thank you for listening to me. Enjoy the rest of your week, okay? Take care.